Americans have gotten used to supersized meals when they eat out, but large portion sizes lead people to overeat, and overeating is contributing to the obesity epidemic in this country. So why are restaurant serving sizes so large, and why can't we be better judges about how much we should be eating? Joining us now is Dr. Deborah Cohen, who's a senior scientist at RAND Corporation. Dr. Cohen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And is the average portion size in most restaurants a lot more food than we should be eating?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a few years ago, the USDA did a study on portion sizes in restaurants, and they found that on average, every meal or snack eaten away from home is 134 more calories than people would get if they ate that same meal or snack at home. And that translates, on average, to people gaining about 2 pounds a year.
Hmm. And if you look at some examples, at Applebee's, a chicken tenders platter is 1,460 calories. A grilled chicken Caesar salad, if you want to go on the healthier side, 800 calories. At the Olive Garden, an order of lasagna classico is 980 calories. And at Subway, an Italian hero is 550 calories, but that's for the 6-inch sub. A lot of people go with the footlong and then maybe get chips and a drink. These are huge amounts of calories. Why are they so big?
Well, they're way too big. The average meal should be 700 calories or less for adults and 600 or less for children. Restaurants can afford to serve too much because food is relatively cheap.
But why do we eat what's put in front of us when the meal is that big? Obviously, not everybody does, but a lot of people, they'll clean their plate.
Yeah, most people do eat too much if they're served more than they need. And that is human nature. You know, we evolved in an atmosphere of scarcity when we couldn't really count on where our next meal was coming from. And so we're designed to eat more than we need. And we have a mechanism to store extra calories as fat. But now that, you know, food is ubiquitous and easily gotten, part of human nature is working against us.
Well, when should you stop eating? Because a lot of people probably wait until they're full and then they stop.
Yeah, this is something that people cannot easily control on their own. You know, there have been multiple studies on what happens when you serve people different portion sizes. And as I said earlier, people will eat too much if they're served too much. And so it's actually the provider of the food that controls how much we eat more than we do ourselves. When people are eating, they aren't really fully concentrating on the food in front of them. When we dine out, it's a social experience. So we're talking to our dinner companion, we're watching our kids, we're looking around. And because we're not paying attention, we just tend to eat, you know, based on what's in front of us.
Well, what about when we're the providers? Do we, when we cook for ourselves, tend to make meals that are too big or the right size?
Well, we usually make them less than what we are served when we dine out. So that's one reason to try and limit how much we dine out. But restaurants could make an effort to serve appropriate portion sizes. They should really thinking about the welfare of their customers and serve only what's appropriate.
What is appropriate? Are there any guidelines you can give us about what a serving size should be?
For a meal for an adult, the total calories shouldn't exceed 700, and for children it shouldn't exceed 600. If you're going to eat three meals a day, you have to limit how much each meal contains.
As part of the Affordable Care Act, the FDA mandated that restaurants with 20 or more locations post calorie counts on their menus. That part of the law has been delayed. It hasn't gone into effect yet. But do you think that that would make a difference? And we see it in some parts of the country already that they post the calories.
Yeah, there's been many evaluations of the calorie counts. And the sad truth is they really don't influence very much what people eat. It helps people with a higher level of education more than with a lower level. About 30% of adults don't have the mathematical skills to make use of the calorie information. I don't think that's going to be very promising for people to help reduce how much they're eating when they dine out. So one of the things I've been advocating is to have standard portion sizes where, you know, a portion that's served is just about what you need and you shouldn't have to worry about it leading to a chronic disease.
Is there any way to get restaurants to do that, to reduce their portion sizes?
Well, I think we could have demand, you know, from general consumers, but it's something we should be considering in the future for potential regulation. You know, we have very strict regulations to protect us from foodborne diseases, infectious diseases, from, you know, not following sanitary guidelines. And they're very complicated. But restaurants all find a way to comply with them, you know, meaning they have to be careful about refrigeration, how long they cook food, how they store food. But to control portion sizes is really very simple. It only takes a measuring cup or a kitchen scale. It's certainly not rocket science.
That's Dr. Deborah Cohen, who's a senior scientist at RAND Corporation. Dr. Cohen, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
And if restaurants don't control their portion sizes anytime soon, here's something you can do. Have half of it, take the rest home, have it the next day.